Today on the podcast, we're going to talk about those people who are passionate about maintaining a connection to family and sharing their heritage. And I'm going to use a non-Hungarian example from my own life. Stay tuned. Hi, welcome to the Hungarian Living Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Szabó-Foss. Our goal is to discover, celebrate, and share Hungarian heritage and encourage you to do it too. We'll touch on food, travel, history, music, language, and genealogy, as well as share stories from our guests. We're glad you're here. This is a podcast where we'll explore Hungarian heritage in a variety of ways. We'll introduce you to some fun people and organizations who love their Hungarian heritage and share some great resources with you so you can get connected to your Hungarian heritage in a deeper way. So whether you know a little or a lot about being Hungarian, this is the place to be. Recently, I mentioned in one of our newsletters that we went to Pella, Iowa for the funeral of one of my husband's aunts. The Voss side of the family is Dutch. Don is my husband, and his grandmother was born in Holland and settled in this sweet Dutch community when she was a child. She grew up speaking Dutch. She married a Dutch guy and had seven children, one of which was Don's father. The four daughters all married Dutch guys and raised their families nearby. The three sons all married outside of the Dutch world and left the nest. It's a familiar story in many families. The Voss siblings were pretty close. So when Don's dad, Wilbur, died in 1964 at the age of 37, it was a shock to everyone. Don's mom had two young children and was pregnant with the third at the time. Wilbur's siblings maintained a strong connection with Don's mom and the kids, and that connection continues today. They didn't let Hilda and her kids slip away from the family nor their heritage. I came in on the scene in 1985. Sadly, Hilda died in 1986, 2 weeks before Don and I were married. In fact, the Iowa families had to make a choice between attending Hilda's funeral and attending our wedding because they happened only 2 weeks apart. It was a crazy time. I am so thankful I was welcomed from the very start. Wedding gifts were Dutch Delft blue pottery. We even arranged to have some Dutch pastries at our wedding reception. And then our kids started being born, and they were welcomed. And these aunts and uncles continued to encourage a connection within the family. When they were traveling nearby, they made a point to stop in and visit when they could. And as a super special treat, they often brought those same delicious Dutch pastries along from the bakery when they visited. We love visiting Pella. It's a great little town. Of course, what draws us there is the opportunity to visit with extended family. But we also love the serious dose of Dutch everything that we get when we visit, from hearing the language to tulips everywhere, to the Dutch last names, to the windmill in town. We always need to visit the bakery to get some Dutch letters and other Dutch goodies. With so much Hungarian stuff going on in our lives, it's easy to let the Dutch and German side slip away, but we are determined not to. Those parts of our family's heritage are just as important to honor. But we don't get to Pella often enough, and this funeral was a great opportunity for the first cousins to reconnect. Don's cousin Patty brought along old family photos from her mom that had Don's mom and dad in them, along with the grandparents. And I think it was cousin Mary Lynn who brought along old letters her mom had that Don's mom Hilda wrote between 1964 and 1971. Guys, these are amazing treasures. We had no idea that these things were out there. But the aunts saved them, and now the cousins are passing them on to us. The funeral for Don's aunt celebrated the life of a wonderful person. Her husband died a few years ago, but we were unable to attend that funeral. Thankfully, we were able to attend this funeral and connect with a lot of cousins. We had a great time reminiscing and catching up. My point in telling you this story is mainly about the value of those who hold on to family members, even when their lives get complicated. Through the years, these sisters and their husbands worked at keeping us connected to the family, even if we weren't so good at responding back to Christmas cards or didn't get to their neck of the woods very often. And then to have the cousins pass along things to us from over 50 years ago was so unexpected, but so treasured. I knew I had to bring it all up on a podcast. I just love how this family decided to hang on to their extended family with intention. Do you have photos or letters that the children or grandchildren of your siblings or nieces or nephews or cousins might appreciate? Do you have some things in your possession that are better served with a different branch of the family? You don't have to give up the originals, but I encourage you to save them digitally and share them, even if they may not be appreciated at the moment. Sometimes it takes years for people to come to the space and place where they can start digging into their family history. I have known of people withholding family history details because they found it, they worked for it, and they don't plan to share it with anyone else. There aren't too many good reasons to not share family history. Life throws curveballs at a lot of people, and working on genealogy isn't so easy. Thankfully, there is an amazing amount of information available these days. But if you can help somebody out, I would encourage you to do it. I encourage you to be generous with what you know and make yourself available for those who want to know more about their family history. This type of generosity isn't costly, and it can renew family relationships that, due to distance and life circumstances, have taken a pause. We'll chat again soon. Do you want to learn the Hungarian language, Hungarian history, or learn how to research the Hungarian side of your family? We've got you covered. Check out all of our learning opportunities, as well as meaningful books and gifts at thehungarianstore.com. Special thanks to Stephen Chuchek and the Animal Cannibals for the show music. If you enjoyed this episode of the Hungarian Living Podcast, please consider sponsoring our work with a $25, $50, or $100 gift. At the $50 level, we will thank you on the podcast, and at the $100 level, we will mention a tribute to a person, church, or Hungarian organization of your choosing. If you own a business and would like to talk about sponsoring the podcast, please contact us at podcast@hungarianliving.com for more information. Check out our show notes for links to resources mentioned in this episode, and if you have a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you. We'll catch you next time.